Welcome to Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. Our guest today is Nancy Jones, a respected elder from Nigagoon Siminikaning First Nation near Fort Frances, Ontario. She has worked for many years as a teacher and cultural advisor for schools and language revitalization programs in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Aha, bonjour. Nin ogema ogonebik, ogema koobik, beba masian dego. Wajas nindo dem. Nigagoon Siminikaning nimbe onjaya. Wajas. Nindo dem mina apiche megize nindapinikazunak. Ei wangata shindan menja no komisiban gego gagi nagatamoit. Menja gi maja no koi bangea but just nimenjamandan. I just introduced myself as my spirit names. I had three spirit names, and my clan is a muskrat. I'm named after a robin and an eagle. And I am from Nigagoon Siminikaning, Canadian site. I'm a Canadian, eh? What I said, I'm going to be talking about what I've learned from my grandmother. And I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just using my own grandmother's teachings. Yours might be different on this side of the river, so I'm just carrying on my grandmother's teachings. Akawe a se manga de shima. Menjan no kuiban. A panengi ik. Kegwika wanike keng da se ma. A panegi dabi mi na. Magashab skimotenski dabi mi don washag da nampikawa. Kegung guchi wabundaman a se ma ken. But you don't get in Shinabe wins a win. Minuagi do dem. Minuagi dap in the casa win. Kegwika, one end again, get up in the casa win gi ege. So my grandma always tell me that always carry tobacco with you. Let your tobacco lead you to what you hope to accomplish. And when you put your tobacco down, don't forget to say your spirit names and your clan. And where are you from? So that's what I tried to do. And when she gave me my spirit names years ago, I don't remember, she told me to honor my Anishinaabe names, my Indian names, my spirit names, because she said they're not a made-up names. Those names came from the Thunderbirds, she called it. And it was a robin that brought my name to her in her dream, in her sleep, in her vision. So she said, your name is very, very important and you should honor it. And don't ever forget your Indian name, your spirit name. Always remember, because that's what's going to carry you into life. It's your self-identity. She used to tell me, don't ever. And when you see a robin, that's your way-in after I am gone. A robin is your way-in, and that's the one that gave you the name, so you call it way-in. And I saw one just before I left home yesterday. So I put tobacco down and some rice out there for him, for him to eat. Me yemen shiga ekitut no koi ban. Kai gui ka wanen dangen ki min sawin. Ki pe unchi magat. Wasesh pe min ki pe unchi amagat ki min sawin. Me away a pitcher, give it the mark in the barn, give me so. Me away got in the might, me irrigation the castle. Me dash you away, me you away, give me my decision. Give me so in, give me so in none, get do them, get up in the castle in. Me you away, give me my decision, me you away, was a gay you in the going. And that's, I just explained what I said in English. It's always to remember your name, that's your self identity. And that's what's going to carry you into life. Me no iu gita shima a wasinya. No piminga ya wat a wasinyak. Magisha wa washke shi wa buzog. Ka kinage go ga bine waga wa mikwag. Me uega in chikanga pane no koi ban ka yen mishum siban. Ka win wika o denang we asking you into the semen. Me tru uega mi chang. No piminga on jima gakuyas. Me tishika ekitut no koiban. Manito went away, we asked Manito. When you do a whistle, you win it. We ask. She get away while I wash, gay she. She get up and get you in a good banana, but thing ain't a mick or pink. No, she get no up my dad or a dear mick. And then she get together. You just you dig out a shank, get my bomb out to get a mick. But thing is, you go get. You know, I've been walking on with Jeep against her. Meet you a match, you know, I'm meet to go. We're gonna open my ship sugar, come out and meet to go. No go gay go me to go son of a bar meet you then. Nuske new come me jit away a mick. Me when the new muskiki one gam me jit to get me when the new gab just to one gim skiki or bo canina. Me just eggish kish pingy and what a mick. Tibisco muskiki gim me jit ki and what a mick. Me got a kitten no coy but me you gig a week out when you can again. He's been gay with that. We're in it more to make a kawaii being dark woods again. We can set the make my shaggy we pass because that's kawaii say, ma. Hey, me great we are, me great we see you. When she took me to a beaver pond, because she used to always tell me that the animals from the bush is a medicine food. She called it the medicine food. She took me to the beaver pond and we watched the beaver as he built his house, his dam, and everything. So sometimes we see the beaver diving, and then he'd come back with some kind of root and started eating it. And then the beaver would look at the trees and goes to one of them and tries to chew the bark on it, or any other things that, there were lots of things that, but they did look at the trees first, which one am I going to eat? Which one is that's going to cure me today or something like that. I think that's what he was doing. And then when my grandma said, see what he eats, those are the things that I use to make medicine for you to get well. Hmm. So when you eat the beaver, you're actually eating the medicine food.
Hmm.
You're curing yourself when you eat the beaver.
Hmm.
So this said, don't forget that, ever forget that, and make sure you offer tobacco before you, if you're going to set the trap or if you're going to shoot the beaver. Because
mm-hmm.
the beaver will offer itself. If it's meant for you to have it, you will get it.
Mm.
So those are her teachings that there's lots of food in the bush, she used to say.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't recently in no pemink. And then she talked about ma, you know, I'll get this in that, my not it to win. Me, you and me now, beige, you got out, got wind of my it, gig a week, much it to shim our can away. But we oak shaggy bissin dog, key much it to shim at. Me know, no sebunding gig. Kissy much it to shim at the way, keen you go got the shin the sewing. Keen got the shin the sewing, you spin, and no to go not the way, gyoga, kayawa. Kien go ge machit an shintis. Ke go ishi chi ke ken. Kishpin wit ashi matta wea. Wen shi shin ge go abachit ton. Mi ye ge ishi ke ishi minut ashi matta wea. Kishpin gen gutting away ge go. Shken gutting ge ga ya ge gap mi bisin ge ek a manch ka ken to mo goen. Kishin gutting away a mi bisin ma pas pas ma. Mi gashpo biso da ban ta gana. Ho wow, nish shig do da ban. Gay one scot is again, meet you a get up. Meet you a chigay and hung up. Gawin, much of the shima stay away. Another one she talked about is talking about people in a bad way is not good. My dad said, when you talk about people in a bad way, you're talking about yourself. You're dishing out your own self, whatever you don't like about yourself. So my grandmother says, don't talk about people in a bad way, because there's someone listening to you. Someone is always listening to you. If you want to talk about someone without their hearing you, say good things about them. Say nice things about them. And always help people, is what another thing she told me. If you see an elder, give that elder a hand for whatever. It doesn't have to be your grandmother. Just help them. And today when I tried to carry this message to my grandchildren, and I teach them, and when I'm traveling, if a car passes me up faster than me, I say, oh, what a nice car you got. So it's a gratitude. Gratitude is good. It feels good to have that gratitude and always wait. If a car is ahead of me, wants to come out, I'll slow down, make sure it is. I don't hit it, or I go around. Me no, I got the shindang. Apichingi agashingi ki machat magishan shwasangit sabibon ki machat no koiban. Me tash apanegi be agash ki be umbegyan. Me go apanegi winda moit gego. Pichina gam, pichina giga niki chi kweo. Pichina giga yawa ka binochi yak masha gosh sak. Me uanji minta my nan ue nongo. Be kweoian, poske nongo me kwezen suian. Manach ton gego. Kego wika gego bashi chit kokat again. Kego bashi ta again gego poske agwaching waga kot. Minja kawa nak gishke bojigan. Kego gego bashi ta again. Kiti kweo. Ano wigo kwezen spin shigun. Ani minja tut me yemi na bejiga. Ka winta mait. Manach chigen. Kego bashi ta again gego. Kebichina giga kikendan, giga nikchi kweo. Giga ya wa gosh sak, magashag dan kubichiganak. Mi yoge kikino amo do. Giga asha wina mawag, oega kino umainan. Noega kinaga kino umainan. Giga asha wina magainan, mi ga ketot. She talked about my being a lady. Even as a little girl, she would tell me, be careful where you're stepping, don't step over. Things. Girls are not supposed to step over anything. Even if an axe outside, don't step over it, a saw or anything. Sometimes I would question her, why? Because you have a powerful gift. You're going to receive a powerful gift from a cuckoo moon later on as you get to be a woman. And that gift you got as being a woman, you're going to be the life giver, the caregiver. That's why you respect things. If you step over, let's say an axe, you might have a hard time at birth. Someone is holding back to give birth. So that's why you have the self-respect, because you're planning for your future in your lifetime. You're not always going to be that little girl, she said. You'll be a woman sometimes, and you'll be a grandma, you'll be a mom, grandma, maybe even great-grandma, she said. She seems to know exactly where I was heading. I didn't know what she was talking about, but I respect my grandma so much. I listened to her teachings, especially about remembering my name, my Indian name. Sometimes she'd be far away somewhere, and she doesn't see me, and then she calls me by my Indian name. And I said, what? Oh, so just so you don't even forget your Indian name. So she just called me so to remind me what is my Indian name.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, I teach these classes and our students can go out in the sugar bush.
Yeah.
And I often struggle with explaining why the women can't go out when they're on their moon time. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that. Because again, I struggle with it. So
that's what I was talking about when I say we have a powerful gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a shame. It's not to be ashamed. It's not dirty. We just have a gift that we have to show respect to the things, show respect to people, show respect to what's on the ground. It's a gift that we carry. It's something to, I don't know how to explain it either. It's just a gift that we have. We have a powerful gift as a woman. So we don't step over things. And sometimes I question that though. When you can do these things when you're on your time. You can't touch food, spiritual food. I raised my kids. I raised 8 kids. My husband is a trapper, so I'm home alone with the kids almost every day. And I don't have a choice. I got to do this. I have to do the cooking. And there was a time when one of my babies hit each other with a knife, and there was a blood gushing around his face, and I wondered, oh, there's nobody around. We're way up on the trap line. So I grabbed my tobacco. I was on my time. I grabbed my tobacco, I went to the bush, and I went and got the medicine to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when you have to do something,
you
have to do it. I've been asked that too lots of times. I can't touch my tobacco. Well, if you have to, do it. Some of the girls today, young girls, are trying to use it as an excuse. My daughter, she was a teenager, and said, well, go do the dishes. I said, no, I can't, Mom, I'm on my time. No, that's not how it is. I said, you still got to do your chores. It's just a self-respect leading on to your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll have babies sometimes, and if you don't show that self-respect, you might have a hard time. I see that today. Women are struggling with their pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I had 8 babies, a set of twins. Never, ever had a struggle. Most of them were born at my house. Never, ever struggled anything. During my moon time, hey, it was beautiful. I didn't have a problem because I listened to my grandma's teachings and my mom after that.
You know, in our communities, if we don't have those teachings in our families, what are women supposed to do? Just kind of start from when they hear that? Or
that's what I was saying at the beginning. He says, I can only pass on my own teachings.
Mm-hmm.
People here might have their own way of teaching. Just like I have a book that said that everybody's teachings is right, the right way. It's
well, if they don't have
way.
Any teachings, though, that's what I was kind of wondering about. If they just lost those teachings in their families.
Well, we just have to dig them up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think talking to your elder is a good idea. Because
mm-hmm.
they have those teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're just silent because they're not being asked. Just give them your tobacco and they'll tell you what you want to know.
This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganundinada, a program of Ojibwe culture. Our guest today is Nancy Jones, a respected elder from Nigagoons to Minneconning First Nation near Fort Frances, Ontario. She has worked for many years as a teacher and cultural advisor for schools and language revitalization programs in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Ogimawe Gwenebik, you've shared some wonderful stories of your grandmother and the teachings that she gave you about your life, the life even that you're able to see today.
Right on.
As a grandmother, great-grandmother. And it's been said in many of our communities, not sure if it's one of those old Ojibwe sayings, but just the way that you live your life, you know, Nabowa Wabikwanan Gigawabandan.
Oh, gig it.
And just wondering if you could share anything with our listeners about the value and importance of that gray hair, that
right.
white hair in our communities and our culture.
Me great. Ngiwanika atanywe. Hey, in Wabikwanan, ngiwashibi anan ma. Man, shagi no kumisipan. Ki ninjog no kumisak, ninjge in mishomsak. Omangi tam, you know, the basic no kumis. I was say it is, and it we give on. Me to shake Christmas young, a ship away, no kumis. My chan, we all bum go kumis. My shaggy go get out each ah. I'll get getting to up ma. Ah, no go get one get out each in. Eh, yeah, no shis. Taga, pin to get on bangim, son ma, you report away. Ah, how? Gabina. Get nibinadin. You go to quick nibian the wab and dendic. Mea. Oh, wammy, gress noses. The good man with the bint get. Oh, wammy, some eyes on the beat dog. Me the shore, oh, danginan. Me gress reach in. Danginan wapcorn. Basic no wapcorn gamine. Me ekit. Huh? How much I give it? And then I got you. We're going in the swap corn when you mean it, then end. Where to go? Then you no go. Me just when you in the ma, oh no go, miss. Hey, no go. Oh wait, no go, miss. Gee, better go up con the meaning. Where go then, yeah, guy, duck? Ah, Bamagi got candan. Bamagi got candan, get her. You get the nana, get the wind up. I had 2 grandmothers. And 2 grandfathers, one I lived with here, and then another grandma and grandpa over there, around the corner of the rehab. We lived in the wigwam. So when I wake up in the morning, first thing was my grandma. She didn't even have an English name. Nutnan Katok was her Indian name. And the other one was, I can't remember. Anyway, she said, go see your other grandma. Go see your grandma, see if she needs anything, because they were both barely walking, white hair. Mm-hmm. And so I do. I go to my other grandma. Grandma, is there something I can help you with? Yes, yes. Bring me some wood in. I gotta make some fire here. I'm gonna cook something to eat or something. So I bring the wood in and just all pieces outside. And anything else, Grandma? I said, yeah, that pail is empty over there. Can you go get me a pail of water? All those things, there's no electricity, no running water. I was there running water. So I did all that. Anything else, Grandma? I said, no, I don't think so, but come sit by me, she said. So I go sit by her. I thought maybe she was going to give me some money to pay me. So thank you so much for helping me. See, she had gray hair like me. So she touches her hair, and then she touched my hair. I give you one of my gray hair, she said. Okay, so Marjan. Okay, you can go home now. So I'm walking home, I don't know, maybe a 5-minute walk. I'm thinking, why would she give me a gray hair? She didn't put it on there, I tried to look for it. She just touches her hair. And then I get home to my grandma and I tell her, why did she say that she gave me a gray hair? Why would she tell me that? Oh, you'll know sometimes, she said. You'll find out. So, and then later on, I kind of find out that I think I got my pay now. It's over here now. Sometimes my grandma that I live with, she would talk to me about helping elders. When you help an elder, each time you help an elder, you gain one gray hair, she would say. So whoever the elder is, doesn't have to be your own grandma. Anybody, they're all your grandmas, they're all your grandpas, she would say. So for me, when I help an elder, I gain something good, better than money. So you gain that wisdom that they have when you help an elder.
One of the things I was noticing from watching your YouTube series, kind of a reoccurring theme, is you kept talking about respect for animals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder if you had anything you wanted to share about that.
Oh, I think so. Like I said, Manaj Iduin is the respect over all respect. Anything that, because I've been a trapper for many years, and there's lots of things that you need to show respect for the animals. We ate lots of food from the bush, and we respect the bones where the animals come from. If it's a deer, well, an animal, we'll put them back in the bush. We didn't feed that. We didn't throw that into the garbage. If we're going to feed we had two dogs that was pulling our sleigh. We cut the bones up and we just cut the meat for them to eat. And if it's a beaver, muskrat, we put those bones back in the water. Because the way my grandmother put it, that was her way of her words that I didn't understand. Threw that carcass in the water, we're not going to eat that one. When you threw the muskrat in the water, another one was some away from there. And that was her teaching, her own words. So I threw them as a kid. I threw that in the water and I sat there and see. Let me see then if I can see that. I can't see one. Swimming away from there. I think that was when you show respect, you never kill off the land, she used to say. You never kill off the animals. When you show that respect, another one just forms from there, reincarnated or whatever. I listen to TV sometimes that it's been fished off. There's no more fish. I don't think so. I think everybody can show that respect. Put the bones back in the water, put the eggs back in the water. You never kill off your animals when you show that respect. Always use your tobacco. Always show your respect. There are things that when you shoot a moose has, all the animals have their spirit names. Winsawinua, like Anishinaabe Winsawin, they all have their Indian names. And the trees all have their Indian names. That's why we put tobacco down. We're offering respect their names. So when you get a moose, there's something, when the moose stands, there's this thing. Is that the bill? Mm-hmm. I think that's what they call it. Uh-huh. That's tradition. Hmm. Like when we get in, when I got a name, I have a namesake items. My colors or something they call them. Mm-hmm. Mine is a feather and two ribbons to go with my name. So the deer and the moose, they have those too. And the moose, this is his namesake item. This is what he really treasures, honors. Hmm. So when you get a moose, you cut this off and you hang it up as high as the moose stands. That's showing respect to the animal that he gives its life for you to eat. And then there's a deer. There's something in the inside here. It's like, it almost looks like a liver. I think they call it spleen or something. Hmm. It's a little piece, yeah. And you do the same thing. You cut it off before you do anything else. You go hang it up on the bush and put your tobacco down and say, "Me gwech, mm-hmm. me gwech we sinewin." So that's how we show respect to the animals. Mm. Overall respect is very, very good. Even my husband said, "Kego bapin eni maken kami nikwe shket." Don't make fun of the drunk. Mm. Show respect. You know, I said. So it's everything is respect. You look at things with your respect eyes, mm-hmm. and help people. I think that's how you lived a good life. I'm going to share a little something here about today, my grandchildren. When I asked them for help, the first thing they asked me is, "How much are you going to pay me?" When I was working at the school, I was kind of busy and I had to buy green rice because I didn't have time to go get the rice myself. So I have these grandkids, 15, 17 years old, big strong boys. So I call one of my grandsons and says, "Can you come and help me to roast some rice?" "But I don't know how." "Well, I can show you how." "Okay, how much are you going to pay me then?" "Why don't you come over and let's talk about it," I said. So he came over and, "This is what you do. This is the fire and this is the tub and this is the paddle. This is how you do it. I can show you how. I can sit here with you." Mm-hmm. "Well, how much are you going to pay me?" "Okay. You know, I work at the school, and they pay me to teach the language, and that's why I go back to you. If I show you how to do this rice, how much are you going to pay?" Wow, did he ever look at me? "Okay, Coco, I'll do it." So when you ask how much you're going to pay me, how much are you going to pay me for showing you how?
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest Nancy Jones for sharing her stories with us. We'll continue our conversation with Nancy on the next episode of Ojibwe Stories Gaganunanada. This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunanada. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. To listen again to past episodes of the program online, visit the programs page at kumd.org and click on Ojibwe Stories. Funding for Ojibwe Stories Gaganunanada is provided in part by the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Ojibwe Stories Gaganunada is produced by KUMD and the Tribal Sovereignty Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the American Indian Studies Department, which now offers an undergraduate minor in Ojibwe language. More information at d.umn.edu.